are listening to WGXC ICRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
Well, yes, it's a little quiet in the studio, but I'm sure things are going to heat up. And you are in tune to WGXC, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Cheryl Kay, and I've been here for 8 years. And once again, I'm here behind the mic asking for your pledge of support. This is the Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. You can make your pledge of support for community radio at area code 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. As you know, we come to you a few times a year to ask you to support radio, community news, updates, and your neighbors. Some of the people on these very airwaves are people you know or you could be. WGXC.org/donate. WGXC.org/donate. In this pledge drive, we are looking for 200 complete, all together, 250 sustaining monthly supporters. What does that mean? It means it's revenue that this community radio station can depend on. And once we hit that goal of 250 sustaining members, we're in the clear, meaning we don't have to do this as much or maybe not at all. WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. I'd like to snare 5 new sustaining supporters. If you can do that, I'll be happy. And so will the crickets.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of snow showers Wednesday, a 30% chance, with a high of 19 and wind chill values as low as -3. Wednesday night, again, a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before 9 p.m., low around 5 and wind chill values as low as -6. Thursday, again, light snow showers are possible, with a high of 23 and wind chill values as low as -6. Thursday night, there's a low around 9 forecast. Friday should be mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 31 and a low around 17. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I am your host. Ron Dimestine could not be here this morning, but your host certainly made it. Here for the Open Ears Radio Pledge Drive, trying to keep WGXC going, chugging along for another couple of months at least. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Courteous and friendly operators are standing by, ready to take your pledge, or do it online if you somehow are a misanthrope. WGXC.org/donate. Just do it through the intertubes. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate. All of this is by way of encouraging you to help keep this wondrous experiment, warts and all, of community-based radio alive and functioning and stable, actually. Our absolute goal is to have at least 100 sustaining members. The more sustaining memberships we can bring in, the less frequency we need to interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you these somewhat annoying pledge drives. Let's face it, you know, it's a little annoying coming around being asked for money. It's a necessary evil. But if we can get the sustaining membership up 100 at least, we can definitely make a significant dent in the amount of yearly pledge drives. Probably keep it down to one a year with a very set schedule to take care of the incidentals. 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. Think about it.
And good morning, all you bright siders. This is Pastor Kim. A little confusing there at the top of the line, isn't it? This is your host. So I was wondering, well, what's going on? Am I being preempted? Well, you heard him. We are in our spring fun drive here at WGXC, and it is radio for open ears, open ears, open hearts. Open hearts, open minds, open pocketbooks and wallets and checkbooks, credit cards, carriers, whatever it is that you use to exchange currency. We certainly hope that you will consider us today as we are moving forward. You know, in the winter months, you have a lot of expenses, more fuel is used, more electricity is used. And so this is like a very serious time for everybody out there that is not a part of the 1%, I guess. but many of us are out there, and it's a hard time. So remember us. We remember you. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you, too. If you could just write us a check today. $5. Become a sustaining partner for $5 a month. Can you do that? Help us out. Help our community radio station continue to bring you uplifting music, messages, moments, transformative, impactful, entertaining, just a lot of good things that I have heard from you out there about what you hear right here at WGXC. So think of us as you are doing your bills this week, and think of us as you consider those that you're going to make charitable donations to. Your donations are, you know, tax deductible. All right. So good morning, Brightsiders. We're going to get this party going. And, you know, it's Brightside Wednesday. So there's got to be a little bit of Mondisa somewhere, you know. So we're going to see if we can get Mandisa in the flow for you this morning. You know the song that I love so much from her, and it is Good Morning. Interesting here is that the volume's not coming up for you as it should. Well, we're going to do what we can. That's about as good as she go. Ah, here she comes. Get up, get up. Hey, it's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. On WGXC, it's a good morning. I got my arms raised up.
the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Lisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, WGXE listeners, and I'm back. So, today is Ash Wednesday, and for all of out there who observe Ash Wednesday, blessed happy Ash Wednesday to you. And for those who may not know about Ash Wednesday or have some curiosity about Ash Wednesday, I'll just share a little enlightenment with you. It is, first of all, not a worldwide observance, actually, according to my research. It's something that started in the Western world, the Western Hemisphere, by Christians a few centuries back. To prepare for the season, the holy season that'll be coming up in April, when we remember the betrayal and the torture and the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so somewhere along the line, I guess the early church fathers, probably some mothers out there too in their ear, may not get the credit we deserve. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But anyway, they decided that they wanted to put something on the calendar that would help prepare Christians and get our minds right, get our minds focused, get our priorities right. So they came up with what we observe as Ash Wednesday, which is today. It marks the season leading up to Lent. And we say in error a little bit that it's 40 days before Easter, when in fact it's about 46 or 47 days before Easter. And the reason they come up with the 40 days is because back in those days they would fast for Lent, and they would take Sundays off. They would have a break on Sundays, and they would eat and have a feast, maybe. I tried that one year, and I was sharing earlier in our prayer group that I have been, you know, I've been a fasting person for most of my adult life, and I have done 40-day fasts in the past and for many, many years and decades even. But at the time, one of those times when I was doing that, I tried that 6-day fast and eat on Sunday, and I got all bloated and I got constipated. My body didn't know what to do with all this food I was stuffing in my face. So I don't go with that. But that's where you get the 40 days from. It's like those 6 days during the week, and then you take Sunday off. So the other thing about Ash Wednesday is that you will see people that have a little smudge on their forehead or a cross on their forehead made out of ashes. And usually when they go to a service to receive the ashes, the priest or the preacher will say something like, from dust you have come and from dust you will return. Or, you know, that this is a symbol for your repentance, to remind us that we need to ask God's forgiveness for our sins. We just can't go around stepping on God's toes all the time and not say sorry. Okay, so that's what, in a nutshell, that's what Ash Wednesday is about. Now, I have somebody who came on into the office here at the studio with me this morning. We're going to have our conversation going in a minute. I'm going to let her get settled in, but it's a little bit cold in here. We're bundled up. We are having issues with electricity and heat. That's why we need you all out there. We need you to help support us, okay? And if you need help with your electricity and heat, we're going to pray that somebody come and help and support you too. How about that? But WGXC for radio, for open ears, this is our pledge drive. And truly, I'm sitting here, I got one glove on one hand. I didn't know if I should call and tell my guest, and she's no stranger to most of you, what was going on here, but I didn't get a chance to do that. But she's braving it. She's got her scarf on and her coat on and bundling up. And
so we can't use that heater?
No, we can't use that heater, but I think
which
somebody showed up.
Which one?
I think you are. Well,
am I here? I can't hear me.
You don't hear you?
No, I hear
all right.
You. Nice and loud and clear.
All right, let me turn you up a little bit more. How about that?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Hi, everyone.
So this is Ms. Holly Tanner, our Columbia County Clerk that have joined us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Reverend Kim. Can I call you Reverend Kim or Kim? Radio Kim.
I'm the Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist, but you call me sis, you call me friend. We go way
back. I call you
back.
All those. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Happy to
programmer.
Be here. Even in the cold, that's all right. It's cold, and that's why we need your donations, because apparently something happened with the heat.
Oh,
we need those donations, so, people. It's cold in here.
I'm looking for at least 10 Bright Side listeners to call in this morning. What a pleasure.
That'd
just
be
$5
great.
A month. How about that?
That would be great. Absolutely. We look for the sustaining members. And I heard you talking as I came in. I apologize for breezing in. We had issues at the DMV this morning. The computers were down and all sorts of fun stuff and some customers. So I appreciate you waiting, but I know today is Ash Wednesday, and my church gave out these little books for the six cycles of Lent, and as I receive my ashes, I am invited to respond to the call to forgive those who have wronged me and ask forgiveness of those I have wronged and ask forgiveness of God. So happy to be here on this Ash Wednesday with you.
And I thank you for sharing that, because that is important.
This is a great little book.
That's right. Ask God to forgive me and for me to have the strength to forgive those who have hurt me or wronged me, right? I'm going to put a song on and we're going to get that wiped up. But, but before I go, I just want to help somebody else out there. Someone once said, and I believe it's true, it's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. All right. So we do have to remember to forgive and forget and ask God's help when it's just too much for us to do on our own. Right. Ask God to help us forgive those who have wronged us. That's what we're looking for on Ash Wednesday here. This season of repentance, this season of forgiveness, a time to, just do some internal house cleaning, getting that spring cleaning thing going. How's that internal spring cleaning too? So I'm going to put another pause for the cause, because they told us. They told us you got to push the pledge drive, because seriously, folks, though, if you don't support us, we're not going to be able to be here. That's just the bottom line of it. The programmers, Holly, myself and others, so many, and maybe we'll roll call in a little bit, are volunteers.
Absolutely.
We use gas to get over here. Right. Of our own, we make our contributions. We support the station.
That's right.
We prepare our programs.
Right.
So
it's hard work.
It's this.
We enjoy doing it too, though. It is a labor of love, but it is important. And what I like about it, from my perspective, is that not only is it live, but it's local and it's commercial free for the most part. So you get to hear everything you want to hear without the added hubbub of buy this or do that or that kind of thing. It's all local, and that's important to me, and I know that's important to you, Kim. So that's what I like about this great little radio station, WGXC. So please listen to Reverend Kim, Pastor Kim, and call in with your donations. $5 a month.
That's right. $5 a month. That's all we're asking. That's like a Starbucks coffee, right?
That's right.
A Dunkin' Donut.
You can't get much for $5, but here at the station, you can get a lot for that $5.
You can get a lot.
Goes a long way.
If I got 10 listeners out there, Bright Side listeners, that want to help me out today and make that pledge, call in. The phone number is 518-697-7400, or you can go online. A lot of people like to use their smart devices and their computers, and they do their financial affairs online. So you can do that too. Go to wgxc.org/donate, wgxc.org/donate. And if you're old school and you like to put your stuff in the mail, you want a receipt in your checkbook, you can make a check out or go get a money order and send it out. And the address to send it to is WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. I will repeat that. WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And if you want to come on by, say hi. We are located at 369 Warren Street. Come to the 4th Street side, the 4th Street entry. You'll see our signs out there. And just come on down those stairs and come on into the studio here at the lower level of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. So with all of that information, we do want to hear from you. And we want you to keep hearing us. So so we keep those checks coming. And I'm going to turn it on to a little bit of music for a moment. And come up with a song by this young lady who I really, really like a lot. And she's done a lot in the gospel music genre. And I think you'll enjoy her. This is a prayer from me to you, from her for us. And it's called Be Blessed.
Too many storms have passed your way.
All right, so my volume is not getting up where it needs to be.
Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. 'Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if He would be there for you. Never have to live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that His arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God.
You're welcome.
And that is Miss Yolanda Adams would be blessed. And I wanted to play that song and dedicate that to all my sisters out there who are going through it this time. I got a text earlier today, and I'm running from one event to the next, so I didn't get a chance to respond. But, Pat, I'm thinking about you, praying for you, and you're going to be blessed, okay? All of you out there, be blessed. I'm praying for you. We're praying for you. And I listen, I need your prayers, too. Well, as I said, I have my sister girlfriend who is one of the most popular politicians in Columbia County.
Well, thank you.
And she has been, how many times have you been reelected?
So I was just reelected last year to my fifth term.
Fifth term.
Yeah,
wow.
So, at the end of this term, I'll have been there 20 years.
Really?
Yes.
It's 20
years?
4-year
terms it will be. I'm in year 16 right now. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I know. Kind of crazy. It does fly.
Well, so we have no one else other than Miss Holly Tanner here. She is the Columbia County Clerk. She runs a couple of departments, important departments in our county, and has a staff of I don't know how many. But
I'm not sure myself at times.
But she truly is a dear friend. And for 16 years at least, we have been partnering and collaborating with giving gifts out to children through their families and their grandparents and their caregivers and et cetera and so forth every Christmas. And from time to time, I get some pictures of her and I get to post those with her. This last year, she had a Santa Claus hat on. And I got to tell this before you self-introduce. First, I got to take a pause for the cause. You are listening to WGXC Acra. WGXC Acra, Catskill Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. And so now I'm back to talk about what happened this Christmas. So Holly shows up with her elf, you know. She does every year. She shows up with an elf, with a helper. And, you know, and they come unloading, you know, bags and things of toys to us. And sometimes the rooms are so full with stuff, you know, we just like hours going through things for ages and genders and things like that. And so so this year, you know, there wasn't that much.
Right.
So, you know, she was apologetic, and I was like, look, you know, we're thankful for whatever we get to give. You know, people will be thankful for whatever they can receive. She calls me up a day later and says, look, if I can get some more stuff for you, you know, can you handle it? I said, yeah, we can handle it. First, I was like, I am tired from what we just did, but, you know, hey, we're not going to, you know, we hadn't gotten through our whole list, so yeah, we can handle it. Well, beloved, the next day, I think it was the Friday before Christmas, Holly shows up. She's always in heels. She's always fashionable, right? Not a diva, but fashionable.
Well, thank you.
And she shows up in heels in the van by herself, all right? And she's got a van packed to the roof with games and toys and bags and all kinds of things. And she's got her heels on and her Santa Claus hat on. And she doesn't have an elf this time. She's by herself and she's doing this and delivering all around. And so that's just who she is. That's a, you know, part of what she does. And you know, I mean, she's just a wonderful woman out in my book and in a lot of other people's books as well. She's been reelected 5 times. So I asked Holly, I said, well, Holly, I want you to self-introduce.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And thank you for that great story. You know, the toy thing has been a long time. And I have to give a shout out to my, it was my friend, my longtime friend and my mentor in the political arena. But also, he was like a second dad to me. He unfortunately passed away this summer unexpectedly. But Todd Grency is the one who got me started.
Right. I think the first year he came and then the next year he brought you in.
Yeah. He said, Holly, I need your help. You know, let's do this. This would be good for you. And it's a good cause. And he's absolutely right. So I enjoy doing the toys. And yeah, this year, you know, it's interesting because of, you know, things happen on a large scale. And it's always that ripple effect. So the ripple effect this year for Toys for Tots was Toys R Us closing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear about all these big, huge, you know, the Amazons of the world and how online is taking away from box stores. Even box stores are being affected by this. And so they lost Toys R Us. And so that impacted greatly the donations because Toys R Us was a huge donator to Toys for Tots. And so donations were down. And so the initial delivery was down. And I felt a little bit like, oh, no, this is not good. We can't have, you know, we can't have kids who who, you know, we got to do something about this. And so I made a couple calls. My contact, I have a great, you know, Santa himself that I communicate with to help in this process. And I said, you know, Santa, I don't know what happened, but I didn't, you know, my whole toy delivery was like what I normally bring to one location, and I do four or five. And so he made some phone calls, and like next thing you know, I was called back to Toyland and was able to fill the van with toys. And so I'm glad that worked out, and it's something I do enjoy, and you know, that's what the Christmas season to me is all about. It's helping and you know, kids. It's about the kids.
Giving
is better than receiving.
You know, we have senior citizens. You know, at least half of the requests I get are from seniors.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Seniors that are raising their grandchildren. Yeah. Yes. Or because they want to be able to give to their grandchildren.
Right.
You know?
Which is nice. And I know seniors, if they're on a limited fixed income, toys are expensive, too, is the thing. So, and to get something nice in these days, you know, it's not like... Back, I remember getting an orange in my stocking and being like, yay, I got an orange. And
listen,
you know, now they want iPhones in their stockings. And
good luck with
gift
that.
Cards. Yeah. So wishes are a little different. But yeah, that is nice to be able to help grandparents and everything. So thanks again, Kim, for asking me on today. That's awesome.
I have to go back and say thank you up in heaven, Todd Grency, because he did that, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I got to segue for a minute. Because Todd was, I think, the Republican committee chairperson here. And
he was.
And I certainly was not a Republican, you know.
Right.
But we had a relationship. He was supportive, you know.
Right.
And that's the way it's supposed
to
be. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
I was in a lot. Yeah, because we're different political parties as well.
Right.
You know.
And it doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't have to be hostile. And it doesn't have to be combative, you know.
Right.
And I had a really great conversation. I don't know if this gentleman, I didn't talk about WGXESE, but I had a conversation with this gentleman. We were at the laundromat and then watching Fox News.
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah, you know where we was going with this, right? So, you know, so he was on one side of the political argument, and I was on the other side of the political argument, you know, and we were sharing and exchanging our different opinions and stuff. And, but, you know, there was no loss of respect. There was no harshness in our exchange, you know. And I said, you know what I really like and appreciate is that we could have this conversation and not take it to that place.
Right.
You know, and that's just a plug out there for you. If you got relatives or coworkers or neighbors or whomever, or you're that person, you know, we can have, that's what makes the country great, is that we can have different educational backgrounds, political affiliations, religious affiliations, economic situations. We can have all these differences, but we are people.
Right.
And we treat each other as people.
Right. Absolutely. I think that's very important. And it is true that, you know, Todd felt that way. This wasn't it was done through the Republican committee, but it wasn't a Republican thing. It was about, again, what's helping people, helping families, helping children put smiles on their faces. And, you know, it's not everything needs to be political. I think we over politicize things too much these days. And it does. It creates this tension and diversity. I was talking with another dear friend of mine, Rob Bouillon, and, you know, and he's on the other side of the political aisle, but we're fast friends and we love each other. And I said, you know, and he's an openly gay man. He's married. His husband's wonderful. You know, they're a great couple. And I said, you know, you don't like to be judged based on your, you know, you being gay and that type of thing. And I said, I sometimes have to feel the same way. Sometimes it's, you know, you almost get judged when you're for your political affiliation. I said, I don't think that's right either, because, you know, something that's happening on a national level or whatnot doesn't mean that every Republican is that way or thinks that way or is a bad person. Or, you know, I always joke about hiding my devil horns, but I really don't have any. It's just about being a good person. And, you know, we might, like you said, with your exchange with the man in the laundromat, you might have different opinions. And I'm sure we have different opinions on things, but it doesn't mean that I don't respect you and don't love you and respect you for your values. And, you know, that's what this country was founded on. I'm sure back in the day when they were crafting the Declaration of Independence, I'm sure there were lots of arguments about how that was handled and what the wording should be and what it means to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the end, it wasn't about, you know, well, you're wrong and I'm right. It was about, let's do this for the greater good,
right,
for the cause. And so Yeah, there are wonderful people out there who think that same way. I think it's the noisy, the noisy few who, you know, tend to, and if you know, going online can be very difficult sometimes, you know, political beliefs, but it's all good. I just try to do my job and you know, help everybody.
And you do it very well.
Well, thank you.
They may have saved me then, because Facebook, they sent me an email that we have taken you off for your security.
They said we saw some
suspicious activity.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're listening out there and you're getting Facebook posts from me, they ain't from me.
Oh my. I'm gonna have to check now.
On Facebook.
Wow. I'm gonna have to check. That's
and so then they started sending me texts saying, an email saying, come back, you know, because you know, you get a few likes and a few people, you know, responded, come back. And I keep scratching my head, but if you took me off for my security, then why do I want to get back on there? You know,
right.
So we trying to figure that thing and work that thing out. But listen, you're listening to listener supported WGXC. Radio for Open Ears, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, and we're asking for all of those who like what we do, those who have not formed an opinion yet about whether they like it or not, keep us on long enough so you can form an opinion that you like us, okay?
That's right.
The Pledge Drive number is 518-697-7400. I will repeat that. 518-697-7400. You can go online at wgxc.org/donate. Yes, you can go online and do that. And you can mail in a donation. WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. If you want to stop by and say hi, we are at 369 Warren Street, the 4th Street side, and come on in, say hi, spend a few minutes chit and chat with us, you know, and give us a contribution. We are looking for sustaining monthly partners so that we can have a budget, so we can know how much is going to come in each month, so that we know how much we're going to spend and how often we have to come back again.
That's right, because we will be back, we hope.
But the goal is 250 more sustaining monthly partners. We need 250 more sustaining monthly partners. And I'm asking, my personal goal is to ask for 10 of you who listen and look forward to There's a Bright Side Somewhere, that you will call in today or write in today, or call in and let us know you're writing in. Call and let us know that you did it online. Or just do it. $5 a month. Become a sustained. 250 people giving $5 a month is what we need. Isn't that something?
That is something.
That seems reachable.
Right.
That
seems attainable. I believe so.
Yes. So I wanted Holly to do a self-introduction and tell y'all something. You know, that's what I do here at Brightside. I have people to tell something about themselves. Because, you know, I start talking about people and I might get in trouble. I might tell something that you don't want nobody to know. So I give it over to you.
Well, no secrets here, but so yeah, I am a lifelong Columbia County resident. I grew up on a dairy farm out in West Ghent. Had no political aspirations when I was younger. I wanted to be a jockey, actually. I love horses. I still love horses. I have two. I don't ride anymore, but I did get involved in politics.
You got too tall.
I did get too tall. Yeah, I did. I was disappointed. Although now I'm kind of not, because I've read a couple of the stories about, you know, I like eating. And jockeys cannot eat.
Right.
Oh, they have to maintain that weight, boy. So I'm kind of okay with my career path at this point. Ooh, that door. So, yeah. I did get involved in politics, obviously, and I first ran when I was 32 years old. I was the youngest elected county clerk in the state. I was the only one so far to have been pregnant while I was a county clerk of my association, which I remind them all about. and that's no small feat, you know. We do. There's a lot of wonderful men and women across in my association who are county clerks, and one of my favorites, and she has been a wonderful mentor, is the Cortland County clerk, Betsy Larkin. So shout out to her. She is chairperson of the courts committee County clerks were a constitutional office, which means it's written in the New York Constitution that counties have to have a county clerk. We are clerks of the Supreme and County Court. So it's a very important function. And so Betsy handles, you know, it's very detailed, and there's a lot of minutiae, if you can imagine, with the court system. Betsy is top of her game in that regard, but she's also a mom to 13 children.
Oh, my.
Yes, 13 children, and she is, she's fit, and she's just a great person. So women are out there doing it. Yeah. Oh, I know. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have two children. I'm tired. I don't know how you and her children are older, obviously, but, you know, it's a lot to take on. So shout out to her and women everywhere who are doing it. I know we wanted to talk about Women's Day is coming up.
Yes, Friday.
And women in politics is an exciting thing.
Yes, yes. Well, we're going to segue into that in a moment. I just want to share for those who may not know that on Friday, March 8th, we celebrate worldwide International Women's Day. International Women's Day. Now, last year, their theme was Press for Progress. And here in the U.S. of A., well, we had a record number of women going into Congress, into this session of Congress.
Right.
So that Press for Progress, it sort of took off. It happened, you know. It's still happening.
Right.
But this year, the theme is Balance for Better.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one. Because balance can be difficult. Mm. Balance can be difficult for women to do. I know, I have a lot of hats that I wear. And it's, you know, it's not only my full-time job, but my full-time job at home, you know, when I get home, my husband and I both work, obviously. And, but somebody, you know, if it were me, I would just eat cereal for dinner, but you know, what's for dinner is the biggest theme. That's the big question in my house. What's for dinner? So, you know, trying to balance all of those things. So I like that.
Right.
I like that motto this
B,
year.
And then part C and then part D before you go to
absolutely.
Bed.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yes.
We women, I often joke, I say, my next life, I'm going to come back as a man so I can have a wife. I want a wife.
Oh, that's a good one. Right. That's a good one. I like that.
But, I like that theme, balance for better, too. And but this is an interesting thing. And I remember when I went back to college, left college to have my son, and went back to college as an adult. And by that time, you know, I had a few things that I was involved in. And so one of our professors, who was also the dean of our college, had us do this exercise. And he said, write out the hats that you wear, right? So I wrote out all the hats that I wore, and it was a full page of hats. And they were, you know, they were already designed, so they weren't that I made them big.
Uh-huh.
And I put my labels in all the different hats, you know, and then came back with my, he says, well, why are you wearing all of those hats? You know, why are you wearing all those hats? And so... So I began to try to eliminate hats that I didn't, you know, I give up this one and I give up that one. But you know what? I was able to do more when I had those many hats than when I reduced them. You know,
that's a good point. Yes.
Yeah.
You want something done, give it to a busy person.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah, they do say that.
And so, you know, so I had, but, you know, someone else said, like, know thyself, right?
Okay.
Know thyself, you know.
Sure.
So that was, you know, and it was sort of come to me and say, how are you going to let somebody else tell you how much you can and can't do, you know,
well,
which
absolutely.
Is,
yeah.
I guess, brings us back to International Women's Day, because the reason we even have Women's Day is for millennials.
Not sure.
Yeah, I think with millennials, women were told what they could and could not do. Right.
Mm.
I think it was like in my generation. I am a little bit older than you. You know, but in my generation, in the middle of the last century, those of us who remember back then, was like the revolution.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the suffragettes had the big revolution too. Where, hey, we can drive cars and we can vote.
We need to vote.
We
That's
need
right.
to be able to vote. We need
Why
to be able to.
Why do we not count?
Okay, yes, you know. And then, of course, we had a world war that took so many men into war. So then they had to put women in the workforce.
Right.
But then we get around to the civil rights era of the 60s. And so, you know, women start, you know, saying, hey, you know, and let's tack with this glass ceiling and let's go into these areas of occupation and endeavor that we were told we couldn't do.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was told when I first wanted to run for county clerk, and I was approached to run, but I won't name any names, but I was told that this job, county clerk, was a man's job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? Okay, well, I'm no man. You know, that's one of my favorite, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan of the movie, and I've read the book several times too, but there's this really bad wraith thing, and he's evil, and at one point, he's down on the ground on his big dragon, and there's a person in a suit of armor, and she has her sword, or the thing has its sword, and it goes to kill him, and it kills his dragon, and he says, I can't be killed by any man, and she takes off her helm, and it's a woman, and she said, I'm no man, and then she stabs him through his mask and kills him. So one of my favorite scenes, because that was very telling, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. I can't be killed by a man. Well, I'm not a man, and mm-hmm. I am going to take you out, you evil thing. So, you know, the whole thing about women and you know, I'll say this, women in politics is still a very, you know, I'm happy to see in Columbia County, at least on the very local level, mm-hmm. that we have some strong women who are getting involved, especially in the city,
mm-hmm.
And somewhat out in the county too, at some of the other towns. I am the only countywide elected official who's a female. Actually, no, I take that back. Now we have Bernadette, who's the coroner.
Oh, yes.
So I'm joined by another
and
woman.
Town
That's
of
exciting.
Greenport.
Right. So she's a town official. Right. So, we do have some supervisors who are women.
Level,
right.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have some supervisors. And we do have Daphne Jordan, who's our senator. But, you know, it was and it still very much is a man's world in politics. It's still viewed as a man's world. But in saying that, I'm also going to say that while I, you know, I started out and I earned my position and where I am today, I worked very hard. There were some times when I felt a little bit like, you know, oh, you know, you just, we'll handle this.
Mm.
You know, the men saying that to me. And I was, you know, I wouldn't really take that. So I did what I felt like I had to do and, mm-hmm. and push forward anyway. And sometimes, you know, for the most part now, it's not a really sexist realm. It's really not, at least in Columbia County. I know in other areas that women deal with the kind of, you know, oh, you can type or you can do this list mm-hmm. or you do the, you know, go make the coffee while we make the big decisions. Yeah,
I was just thinking that,
you
know,
happening.
It's like the roles that we get assigned,
right,
you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so we say there's not a lot of sexism, but there are roles that are assigned, and when you're stepping out of that role, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, you can be you can be clergy,
mm-hmm.
you can be a minister, you can even be a pastor,
yeah.
but this is the role we have for you, you know?
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
right. This is what you will do in that capacity.
This is what you will do in mm-hmm. that capacity, yes,
yeah.
you know?
It's interesting, isn't it, the stereotypes and the mores that
yeah.
seem to come along even as women are getting into more areas, there's still those expectations of, you know, oh, well, you plan the party, Holly, you know, right? You're good at that.
Yeah.
And I am, but still.
Or smile and look cute.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Smile,
uh-huh.
look cute,
wear
speak
a short
softly.
Skirt. And, yeah,
yes,
right,
you know.
Right. And there is that moniker, you know, I'm sure it's said, you know, I when I was younger, I was very shy and not really outspoken. And that's kind of changed a little bit. I speak my mind and I don't. I like to speak freely and, you know, not dance around a topic. And so I'm sure, you know, I've been labeled that B word, but there still is that, you know, if a man is aggressive, that's a good thing. But
right.
if a woman does it, she's a B word.
Right. A
bull, you
know, in a china closet, I was told.
Right. Yeah. Where, you know, and that's a hurdle still that
yeah.
sometimes, and I'm like, yep, I am, and deal with it.
Yeah.
It's not going to change.
Yeah. Right. Well,
yeah, not going away.
With 5-1 elections, I think you have a little leverage.
I do, and I'm happy for that. And I try to use my leverage, you know, to encourage. It's not, and I also think too that, you know, even like wanting to be a jockey, you know, there weren't many women jockeys. There mm-hmm. are some more, but it's not really a field that women go into. And in the political arena, I like that more women get involved. But I've always said, even way back when, that don't vote for me just because
right.
I'm a woman.
Right.
Vote for me because you think I'm the right person for the job
right.
and that I'm doing a good job. And so I still kind of hold true to that. I don't want someone just to, you know, vote for someone just because they're a woman.
Right.
You know, you have to kind of, I don't want to be judged as a, just because, you know, she's a woman, so right. she should do this. You know, right. no, I'm a person. And, right. you know, if I want to make coffee, I will make coffee. But right. don't assume that because of my gender that that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So and those stereotypes happen.
And conversely, don't vote for somebody just because they're a man.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You know, don't just back the idea because it's a man's idea. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we have work to do. And that's why we have International Women's Day. And the International Women's Day Committee has come up with the theme, Balance for Better. So we're all going to work on that one. We need you to help us balance our books here at WGXC.
That's right. Yeah. Help balance the books.
Help balance the books. I'm asking you, my Bright Side listener family, if you will help us out and help me out, help me to make my personal goal for the station for today. I'm looking for 10 of you to call in or go online or write in or come in. That's four. You got options. It's always nice to have options.
It's nice to have options.
You know? So the pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. It's 518-697-7400. And you can go online at wgxc.org/donate, wgxc.org/donate. You can write in and mail it to us. Better do that before the stamps go up again. No, you better buy a whole lot
soon.
Of stamps
right.
before the stamps go up again.
It's forever stamps, yeah.
Yeah. WGXC, care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. You can also come on by and say hi at 369 Warren Street, 4th Street Side in Hudson, New York. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you for being here. We appreciate the opportunity to be here. There's no other radio stations that have allowed me to come on their station.
Same here.
You know, so if you like what we do, then help us continue to do it. Because, you know, we do this out of labors of love. I hear so many good, I want Holly to talk about her program too, but I hear so many good things about programs on this station and so many good things about Brightside, which helps me to keep coming, you know, because like I said, sure. we're doing this for free and it takes me time to, you know, locate my guests and
right.
to plan out my program and, you know, go through the training and then
Absolutely.
Drive from home to come here and you got to pay to park the meter, you know, so, you know, but we do it because we love that we're connecting with you out there
right.
and that we have something that's important and valuable to share. And because we hear from you that it's important and valuable to you. So we ask you now to put your $5 where your money and your mouth is and help us out. Holly, talk about your program and give a shout out to your listeners as well.
Sure,
before we
absolutely.
Close them out of here.
No problem. Thank you very much. So I host Talk with Tanner on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. During the 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. hours. So that's right here on 90.7 FM. It's a fairly new program. I was co-hosting a show with Justin Weaver, and Justin, for personal reasons, needed to take a leave of absence. So I'm solo, but I've had guest hosts come on. Trixie Starr was on, Rick Chvolo, and Rob Bouillon, and I've had some great guests on as well. And this coming Tuesday, the 12th, I will have former supervisor for the city of Hudson, Billy Hughes, is going to be on the show to talk about.
Oh, cool.
He was supposed to be on last month for Black History Month, and we got pushed off because of the snow one time.
Okay.
So he's going to come in next Tuesday, and we're going to talk some politics and some Black History Month and what Billy sees as, you know, some of the issues facing the Black community these days. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you are too. I want to give a shout out to Drive Time Radio as well, Vern Cross and Kamal. And the crew that do that show, that's a really good, and they're actually going to have a guest on their show tonight, I think, that teacher who was fired in Florida for not giving her kids, she gave someone who didn't turn in their homework a zero, and they can't do that. They're not allowed to give zeros anymore, and she did, and she got fired. So she's actually going to call in from Florida and be a guest on their show today. So that's the type of Programming that you get here at WGXC, all sorts of interesting local topics. I have the chairman's corner where the chairman of the board of supervisors calls in and talks on my show for 15 minutes about events that are going on with the board and county government, which is really exciting. I have local celebrities and politicians and what have you. So I encourage my listeners as well. Please call in, I'll double that too. So I'm looking for 10 listeners as well from my show or any of the shows. Please call in and make your pledge today. The sustaining member thing is what really helps the station, because that way it sustains, right? That's a good word, sustaining life. It sustains the life of the station. So we hope you enjoy what you heard today. I want to thank Kim for asking me on, and it was a lot of fun. So you can see me up at the clerk's office too. Come in and do your DMV work local. That's a big, huge thing. And I'll be talking about that. I'm doing town halls, across the county about real ID and enhanced licenses. I had my first one last night in Chatham, and I'll next week be in a couple of other towns. You can go to my Facebook page and find out more about that, or read the newspaper. There was a newspaper article. So try to get out there and meet with the people and address their needs and their concerns with my DMV and county clerk job. So.
And that's what she does, y'all.
I try. So, 90.7 FM. What's the call-in number? Let's
518-697-7400. I heard at least one call while we were here. 518-697-7400. You can go online at wgxc.org/donate. You can write in to WGXC. Care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. You can come on by, say hi at 369 Warren Street, the 4th Street side entry, and that's in Hudson, New York. Well, Holly, I do appreciate you. I do. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And it was good to have you here.
It was great. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun. Yes. And I have to say, if we have a second thing, this is one of the funnest parts of my job is, I don't know if our paths ever would have crossed. So I'm very appreciative and thankful that I have such a wide variety of great people in my life that, I'm there for them, but they're also there for me. And that's a nice feeling.
It's a nice feeling.
I do appreciate and love you too. You're very good to me. So thank you.
And so I do want to shout out before they cut me off to Alderwoman Tiffany Garriga, who was going to be with us, but she had the flu.
Yeah, feel better, Tiffany.
Yeah, we want you to get well. Get